views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
And of course you, Daryl, our intuitive co-host. And I want to tell everybody, yes, indeed, we are live once again. We have had a bit of a rough and rocky road for a few weeks here, but we are back. And we are raring to go. Boy, did we bring in a guest for you today. We have the very beautiful, oh, she's just golden with light all around her. And Daryl, isn't it almost blinding?
Oh, yes.
Seriously, though, we have Reverend Keith Davis with us, who is going to, well, she's going to tell us what she does and how she does it and how her walk with Lord Jesus Christ actually began. First, though, personal note from me. I want to share with everybody, we are right now just doing audio until our lovely little Lisa, the producer, gets in here and can get us hooked up to Facebook and Periscope. Otherwise, you would see no eyeglasses anymore for Deborah Lee. I am so very happy, and I want to share this inspiration with everyone. I spent 8 years coping with dry eye syndrome. And it was a nightmare because I hated wearing glasses. And I would get like Harley Davidson glasses and, you know,
Sarah Palin
glasses. It didn't matter. I was still like behind a windshield. And I went to the doctor a week ago and ta-da, yay! He let me have my contacts back. So take heart and please have faith. If you have lost your eyeglasses too, I know what a deep loss that is, but keep hoping and keep pressing on, because the day will come for you when you beat that dry eye syndrome.
Yes.
And I beat it to death, let me tell you. So So that laughter you hear, that is Reverend Keith Davis, and I really want to welcome her so much to our show. We've been trying to get you in. She's been available, but it's like at times when we go to bring so much love and light into our studio here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach. Nice little plug there.
Right.
It's like all sorts of dark forces will rise up, and we have computer issues. We have health issues. And I mean, it's just been today, especially
with falling down issues.
Yes, I have two broken ribs from avoiding to fall on my sleeping doggy. And I jump back into the chair, and boy, I'll tell you, those rib bones are not quite what you think they are. They just snap like twigs.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there that has had broken ribs, you know.
It's so painful.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. But Keith has actually given me a healing that really helped to put me on the road to recovery. Maybe we could just sort of jump in.
Sure,
Keith.
We can do
first,
that.
I welcome you. Thank you. And I'd love
so
to see you become a regular with us.
I'd love to do that.
You're so bright and shiny.
Thank you. I just love that. And Daryl.
Now, please, give us a little bit of a backgrounder on you and how this came to be where you are now.
Okay. Years ago, my dear mother passed away when I was 8 years old, and she began communicating with me.
Really?
Yes, yes. So I heard her voice, and another wonderful channel brought her in for me.
Aww.
Her name actually was Sharon Day. She's been channeling Jesus for a long time, and I went to see her. I wanted to see what Jesus would have to say to me, and actually, he did show up with us that afternoon. He personified, And I hugged him, and I had a wonderful moment with him. It was life-changing. He spoke to me about what was going on with me, and he asked me to write this book with him.
And that book, she has brought me a copy, and folks, you can get your own.
It's Spirituality for the Common Man.
Spirituality for the Common Man, and I've done a little research on your book online.
Really?
She gets rave reviews. She really does.
Thank you.
I am very excited that we have, you know, your presence and access
to you
here, because I have a feeling you are a deep, deep well for us to dip into. Now, let me ask you, did it come in conversation, or did it just suddenly, were you suddenly filled with knowledge?
Oh, it was a process.
Okay.
But Jesus came through Sharon Day, who has channeled him, like I said, all of her life, and he spoke through her. He asked me to write a book with him, and I said, I would try. I'll do my best. I'll try to discern your voice from my mother's and my grandmother's and my guides. And he said, get a journal and channel 100 pages with me.
And you just let it go, or what?
Well, I went home and I got a journal and I began, and it took me 3 months to know his voice for sure. And at that time, I was certain it was him, and he came through. I went down to my computer, I started typing away, and these wonderful, wonderful phrases came through. Like,
I'm telling you, we've had to do a lot of laughing here. Dark forces are just crawling all over the. Yes,
but the light always wins.
It does.
It does. It really does.
And we're overcoming.
We're going through.
Yes, yes, and overcome. So,
Okay, you were talking about you went to the computer.
Oh yes, and all these wonderful phrases came through, like, be love, be forgiveness, be joy, be grace, be gratitude, be well-being. And I said, what is this? What is this, Jesus? And he said, they're the new Beatitudes.
Beatitudes.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
I got the goosebumps on that. I got the God bumps when it resonates, and it's so true.
In other words, don't just walk the walk, but be the walk.
Be it. Yes, mm-hmm. You have to be it. Don't just... pretend it. You have to be it. You have to be it. And Beatitudes, the attitudes are, I love this.
Okay.
They are keys to spirituality and empowerments for being that reveal the truth of life. And they are attitudes of mind that inspire us to be, and thus they are Beatitudes. And they inspire us to be our divine selves. Not this earthly self, but the extension of God that we are, the higher, most wonderful, terrific, worthy, whole, beautiful, confident, brave self that we are, the extensions of God that we are.
Wow.
To rise above the earth and be it. So they are Beatitudes.
Now, when this first started happening to you, did you embrace it? Were you kind of fearful of it? Did you wonder if you were maybe going a little hoo-hoo?
Well, I've already been that way a while with my mom and my grandmother and the guides, and I had been on a spiritual journey all my life, actually. So I was embracing it. I was thrilled that Jesus had a part for me in his plan, and I was so happy to continue the journey to find out if I could do it. And I was industriously listening to him and filling out that journal and going to the computer and... Just, I was ready for what he had to say.
It takes a lot of courage.
Well, absolutely. And I think courage is the only way to be.
When it comes to faith, have you noticed that faith is a very difficult thing to actually live? Not everybody going into church is the faithful. Or
absolutely.
Not everybody that's giving to the homeless are the faithful.
Absolutely.
It's almost like throwing yourself off a cliff and knowing you're going to fly. That, to me, is faith.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's the way to really be your best and have the most wonderful life. You just have to be it. You have to do it and be it. You can't be a mouse. You can't stay down. You have to rise above. You have to overcome. You have to really desire your best and step forward and do it. And there really is no fear.
So many people, though, feel mired in misery and, you know, disappointment and they're like beaten souls.
Oh, I understand. And you and I have both been there. We were discussing that, right?
Yes,
Deborah?
We have.
Does your viewership, they know about?
Oh, they do.
That?
Yes, they do. And if you'd like to share, feel free. We have a beautiful, wonderful audience. We are coming up on a break. We got a couple minutes here.
Okay.
But it seems like you really, the light is just amazing what I see in your face.
Well, that's the light that's reflected in you, that you are.
I love how she does this.
But it's true. We all are that divine light if we will embrace it and we'll feel it. We'll open our divine minds to be it and really rise above the earth plane that teaches us to be fearful and afraid, to give up. We have to, if we'll embrace our truth, which is what the Beatitudes are about, being God's will, being God's glory, being extensions of God in the most wonderful way that we can be. If we can rise above that and be these new Beatitudes, we'll embrace our divine self and we can rise above it. I actually am quite an overcomer. I've had a lot of misfortune. Like I said, my mom passed when I was 8. My father was very wealthy and he married some stepmothers who stole all the money and we were thrown away. It just goes on and on, but I'm a living...
Okay, Keith, just put a pin in it for right now. We'll be right back. I'm being told here, Daryl, we got to rush the break. Yeah. So,
all right, let's take a break. You can call at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Yay.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
1230 WBLQ. welcome to back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee, and our special guest,
Reverend Keith Davis, who is joining us. She has written a channeled book. I'm just checking my notes, make sure I get this right. The book is entitled, well, actually, we have it here, Spirituality for the Common Man.
Yes.
Awesome book. Awesome.
Thank you.
Now we're going to pop in and out with doing some readings they're piling up. Yes. Please feel free to offer.
I'm going to come in and say what Jesus would say or what Divine Spirit would like to say to this one.
I am wide open to that.
That's great.
And we all just work together. Yeah. Because it is spirit.
And remember, we have one that's already come in through. Right. We'll go to Lisa first.
Let's go to Lisa from Massachusetts.
And then Carrie.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Hi, Lisa.
Wow, what beautiful ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
And Deborah, too. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Gorgeous.
She's taking my breath
beautiful.
Away.
And Lisa.
All right, what
absolutely
can we do
gorgeous.
For you,
Lisa?
I'm ready.
Lisa. Well, my question is in regards to... I had to walk away from a relationship. Well, it's a friendship that I thought was, I thought that could bloom into something more.
Okay.
But I've turned away from it, and I'm moving in another direction.
Did you lose heart with that relationship, or I just want to?
Yeah,
get...
I just.
There.
Number one, he has a girlfriend. I think he has a girlfriend. And I just don't want to lose any integrity for myself and self-respect for myself.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if he's telling, I'm not sure if he's being honest with me that he even has a girlfriend.
Okay.
What would you like me to bring to your reading in terms of a question?
I'd like to know whether or not he is actually involved with someone.
All right.
Okay.
Just give me a moment here now.
And
okay.
For those of you who just joined us, Deborah uses just white old regular playing cards, and she does a 24-card layout instead of a one card or a three card like some people use.
On the air or over the internet. Yeah. It's, go ahead, honey.
And personal prophecy is just such a wonderful, wonderful method of reading cards, and it's so intuitive and so right on the money.
Yes, extremely accurate.
It's spot on. Just in my experience with it, it's so spot on.
Well, thank you for adding that. I'm always happy to hear that. And I'm always interested to learn something new. Reverend Davis here, she is studying my method, not to put a plug in for the method. But
it is fabulous and deserves a plug.
Well, thank you. Well, Lisa, as I look at your cards, what I think you have here is somebody that, he's a little bit like Jesus. He loves them all. He doesn't just pick one. He loves them all. And what I get is that he enjoys a party life. This could be an entirely other side to him that you have not been made familiar of for yourself. But I honestly am not seeing any one particular woman here.
No,
I don't. But I do feel that it's in your heart to turn away because... you don't feel that sense of fidelity
loyalty.
Or loyalty, right, from him.
Yes.
And, you know, I want to share with you. I'm looking into the cameras right now. I'd like to share with all of you. It's been my experience with men in general that a lot of times don't know what they had till they don't have it anymore.
So true.
Right.
I'm so not true. Sure where this comes from, but I've seen it repeatedly in the cards. They tend to take the love of a good woman for granted. And then she's been telling him all along, you know, if you can't step up, if you don't, you know, participate, I'm going, I'm leaving.
Yes.
And then, right. The next thing he's sitting there going, what happened? She left.
Right.
So I really think, though, that by you drawing a line in the sand, it's going to enable you, Lisa, to find what the true substance is.
Yes.
In terms of his feelings. Right now, though, I do feel he's like a kid in a candy store. and he's out there and loving them all. And it's all a game, really. You are the most serious part to his life. So that's my insight for you. I would go ahead.
Is he sleeping with all of them? Is he sleeping with all of them?
I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing that he's sort of playing with their emotions or flirting.
And
Keith here would like to add something.
I just wanted to say that it's so wonderful that you respect yourself enough to say, no, that this isn't a healthy relationship for you. And you're not letting this man take you down a course where
you
feel less than who you really are. And you would lose your joy because it would definitely evolve into that.
And so, why should she make the biggest investment here?
Right,
it's got to be
a
50-50
definitely,
deal.
Definitely. So it's such a healthy thing that you're doing, and we respect you for doing that.
Standing in your truth. I think it's going to boomerang in your favor, Lisa. I think he's going to come back strong and really want to prove to you that he does have the makings of a better man.
Yes.
But he does need to grow up a little bit.
Yes, he does. I've just, it's like now when I look at him, I'm like, there's just like no emotion whatsoever. I mean, it's to me, there's a wall there. And I'm just not plugging into him. I can't plug into him. And he knows that I'm not plugging into him.
Until he sees you with somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to know exactly how he feels about you. So thank you, Lisa. I wish we could have
more
time.
Thank you, goddesses. You're beautiful.
Please be in touch with us. We'd like to revisit this situation in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we would. Very much so.
Okay.
Take care, darling.
Thank you. Love you.
All righty. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm just getting my thoughts together here. Well, I did have another question for Keith before we go to Carrie in her email reading. Now, we've had a situation. She had sent us all these wonderful questions to ask her. And, of course, these dark forces decided to, well, the only word I can use is screw with the printer and the driver and the computer. So we have to work off her email. So please bear with me. And where is it, Daryl?
Okay. It's there.
Okay, my question for you is, according to Jesus, what is our true identity and purpose?
This is such a great question because so many people don't realize it in their lifetimes, but our true identity is love because God is love and we are extensions of God. So we are love and our purpose is to be love and be forgiveness. And unless we can be love and be forgiveness in every thought, word, action, and feeling constantly, we're not going to truly step into our glory and be God's will, be the common cause for the common man, and truly be peace and be joy.
And how do we put this into practice in regular daily life? For instance, just giving you a little situation here. How many talk shows do you, any of us turn on? Somebody's on there, they've been slighted, somebody has maligned them, and they say, well, I forgive him or her, but I'm never going to forget. And I'm thinking, honey, that's not forgiveness.
Right, no. Right. Mm-mm. Well, love, being love, you will be love without judgment or grievances. And being forgiveness, you will forgive automatically for everyone and everything, every time, especially yourself. Because we so often blame ourselves and we're hardest on ourselves.
Right.
So that it's so important. Those
forgiving ourselves, I think, really is so important in everything we do.
Absolutely.
You can't bring a full, healthy
and you can't,
heart and spirit to a relationship.
Yes, yes. It's so important. And when I was channeling this book, one of the most amazing insights I received was that God doesn't hold us guilty for our sins, our mistakes, for things that we've done wrong that we're nailing ourselves to the cross.
Then why do, and I don't want to turn this into a discussion here of religious doctrine, but why do so many different paths, we could say, of religious belief, why do they want to say God is a vengeful, jealous God.
Well, that's to keep Jesus, everybody in line. Or, you know. Jesus says that religion is of man. And religion is what mankind has done with his teachings of love and forgiveness. And that's the way man gets control. And that's the way man gets money.
That's the way man gets money.
Yep.
Well, for those of you who are maybe just joining us, we're going to go to break in a minute here. I want you to know that we're talking to Reverend Keith Davis, and you are a native Virginian.
Yes.
She lives here right in Virginia Beach.
Yes, just down the street. Lucky me. Just down the street from the wonderful Love Doctor.
It's so amazing how we are all connected in one way or another.
Yes.
All right. And give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back, folks.
We're giving readings in between talking to Keith Davis.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our awesome host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, I'm awesome. No,
she's
not
awesome,
fabulous.
Awesome and amazing.
Our fabulous
and beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Gorgeous.
I love this more.
This gorgeous redhead.
Well, thank you very much, Daryl. And we do have the fabulous, bright, and shiny Reverend Keith Davis with us. And hello, I hope you all can see that, you know, we're streaming. I hope you can see her beautiful face and eyes. And over the airwaves, I hope that all of you are able to get her essence through her voice.
Right.
Okay, well, let's get on to Carrie so we can work in as many readings in this next segment as we can.
And Carrie sends, I was chatting with you a few weeks ago for a short time about my boyfriend of 5 years. The signs I can't figure out of, is he the one who I can be compatible with, or do I have suspicions of him talking to other women over the internet? I honestly don't believe there's been any physical connections, but it's almost worse with an emotional connection. I've seen him doing this in the past, and things have seemed to go super well for quite a while. Well, almost had the whole trust thing back, but lately again I've been having these instincts. She can't trust him. So
usually it means, she writes, something's up. Being an empath, we can always tell, right? She said, if there is an insight you have, maybe let me know if I am just going crazy. Carrie, you are not going crazy. We are living in a day and age now, hon, that makes it really, really hard to trust all those innocent conversations that are taking place over the internet, over the phone, over, I don't know, every other piece of technology. Mm-hmm. You can talk to people through everything these days.
Yes.
And I'm perceiving there's going to come a time that we are actually going to have the phone embedded, like in our ear, and we'll be going like this, hello.
That's very possible.
And then he can talk to these women or whoever they are whenever he wants.
Well, think about it. They've already got them in a watch. Got a phone.
Yes.
Right. Got your Bluetooth. I mean, what more do you need?
Good point, Daryl.
Everybody walks around looking crazy now, don't they?
Yes.
You know, I don't want to, injudiciously stick up for your husband. But until you really have evidence of cheating, what I do see is he finds people he can actually talk to and express himself to. And I'm wondering, is this maybe missing in your relationship? Mm. Because we do reach a point in long-term relationships where we kind of just stop talking. How many times have you been in a restaurant and you can pick out the people who, they've been married a long time. They're on a first date. Look at how much they're chatting and smiling. Right. You can pick them out.
And the ones who've been together a while are sitting there both on their phones.
True.
I am not seeing that he's sleeping with any of them. And I honestly would tell you the truth, dear, if I did. I don't see that, but I think this is a bit of a, we'll call it like a Frankenstein monster that she's created of her own. Mm-hmm. Because now it's like you're policing him. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way for him to be able to have, what would be the word, Keith? Not secrecy or privacy, but have, I mean, we can't go to work with our partners to make sure they're not talking around the water cooler with some girl.
True. We just have to trust. We have to trust our intuition and our integrity, and we have to trust our mates.
So, but I can see that she's very hesitant. She's building her defenses.
True. And that might be pushing him away somewhat.
Yes. But then we should look at him, too, and be like, hey, Carrie loves you. You need to step up to the plate here. And if nothing else, share these conversations
with her. Absolutely. Talk to him. I would say just tell him how you're feeling. Just put it all out there on the table.
If he gets defensive, then he likely has something to hide.
True.
And
I've
had cheaters for partners.
Yes, I have too.
There are red flags all over the place.
Yes, and our intuition does tell us.
They do,
it
does.
So you have to trust that.
Now, me, myself, I have nothing to hide. And I've said to Daryl, if you feel the need to sit up all night and figure out my passwords, I'll save you the trouble. Here it is. You think you're going to find something, knock yourself out.
Yes.
And if he's chatting with people.
Way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you know all my passwords.
Yeah, so that's where you two need to gravitate toward that place of, it's okay to have your own friends, but he should share them with you.
Absolutely. There's nothing to hide.
Exactly. Nothing to hide. And I do feel there is nothing to hide here.
True. I would say that's the bottom
line. If anything, I think he's asking some of these females he's chatting with how to make Carrie feel happier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for more insight.
Are you getting any messages that you feel that should be shared for her?
I absolutely feel like maybe it would be good to try to have a little more fun, a little more ease together, work on your relationship, and this will downplay in time as you envelop and this great love that you really have. Just love more. Be more love. Be more love in every thought, word, and action. Be more love.
Here's a question you gave to us to ask, and I think it's a fantastic spot to work it in. How do the new Beatitudes heal people and relationships?
Well, you definitely have to be love. Love has to be given away. Love is the truth of our being. You have to share it, and you have to forgive. If you don't forgive, you're going to be carrying around a big old suitcase full of, you know, grudgery, regret, shame, guilt, attack, judgment. And we cannot be that and be our divine selves, be
exactly.
our best selves.
So I agree.
And you have to be them.
And the people that scare me in when they come as clients are the ones that'll sit there. I'll pretend we're a couple here. But, and they'll say, you know what? We've never had an argument. We are just so perfect together, and I am scared to death.
Yes, yes, you know it's not
they
true.
They have no idea if there's any strength or resilience to this relationship.
Right.
And that's why the other ones will come in and say, "Ooh, yeah. boy.
Boy, have I been through the mill.
Yeah.
Boy, we have a knockdown dragout.
Yes. Yeah, let me tell you what's going on here. It's not pretty.
And the thing is, so there is, if at the end of that squabble, there's that makeup sex.
Makeup sex is good.
It's
really good.
Yes, it's
yes, it
really
is.
Refreshing. It'll restore you.
Listen to Daryl. Yes, it is.
Yep.
And on that note, I think we could move on. Lisa, you said you had...
Yes, this question comes from
and
Care.
And we'll come back to Anne from Northern Virginia after we do one for you.
This comes from Care. Mm-hmm. Care is watching you on Periscope. And her question is how will today work out financially?
How will
today work out financially?
That's interesting. Today. I'm wondering
toughy.
If she means today in a specific sense or today as in a broad sense. Personal prophecy is really about helping us to find concrete answers. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of literalness in the deck, but sometimes we can try to make the deck seem more like tarot, which is a beautiful overview, beautiful philosophy, but it doesn't necessarily give you a concrete response.
Yes.
So I guess we're going to have to do our best here. Are you getting anything as I'm laying out these cards here, Keith? Concerning financial.
Well, I feel like surely her vibrational alignment with her true prosperity, which is we all are prosperous and abundant. If she can claim that and be that, she will overcome whatever question she is having and experiencing.
And I like how Keith put that. And what I'd like to say to you very simply is, repeat the question so I get the right.
How will today work out financially?
I see it working out very well.
Yes.
And since you maybe wanted to...
Excuse me, babe.
It's okay.
Excuse me.
And put out there kind of a bit of a cryptic question, I will just give you that as simply yes. I feel that it will.
I feel like miracles are happening.
As in, will she receive the help that is needed?
Yes.
Absolutely. Divine Spirit always answers. Just stay vibrationally open and aligned to Spirit. Develop your relationship with who you are. God always loves us, and Spirit always has our back.
And He loves those grandstand plays.
Yes.
11th hour.
Yes,
you're
you might
broke.
Wait till the last minute, but it's going to come through.
I don't know how I'm going to pay off this bill or the rent, and ta-da!
Ask God to help you. God's there. Spirit's there.
And
all
it comes
well.
Through. So I say yes.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yay.
All right.
Thank you
for miracles.
Let's see if we can ask you a nice little question since we're heading into break here.
Okay.
Well, you asked so many. Wait. Are the new Beatitudes religious or spiritual and why? If you could put it in a nutshell.
in a nutshell, they're absolutely spiritual. Because like I said earlier, religion is what mankind has made, what the church has made, all this dogma that is teaching us to be fearful. And Jesus says that spirituality is love and forgiveness, and religion is what mankind has done with his teachings, with the love and forgiveness. So if we just knock all that away, put that aside, all the fear, because we are here to be loved. Fear is a call for love.
I think that life is about being in a classroom, doing experiments, learning in the process. But a lot of us came to this level of existence expecting it to be a, what do I usually say, a carnival, or a, you know, a, yes. We're going to the fair. All right. Yes. Do you need me to be quiet now?
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break here, folks. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
You're doing great.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulously awesome host, Deborah Lee,
yes.
And our fabulous guest, Keith Richards.
We have
Keith
our
Davis. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
One for the gag reel.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Keith Richards.
he's in the Rolling Stones.
Yes, he is. Wow. Sorry.
Oh. Hey, we love the Rolling Stones and we love their music.
But you are far more beautiful than he could ever hope to be.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Woo!
Boy. Okay, do you have more questions for us?
I do.
Oh, wait, we have. Is Ann still waiting? I forgot about her.
We still have Ann.
Okay, Ann, we won't keep you waiting in the wings any longer, hon. Are you with us?
Hello?
Hello, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
We're very sorry for the long wait, hon. We really are.
Oh, no, that's okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. So I am 64 years old. I was married once many years ago, and my husband passed, and I raised my son. And I'm very much of an empath, more now. Now that I see this now more than ever. And I tended to date different people but not stay in a relationship. So I've been single for quite a long time and dating the wrong people. And I'm wondering, being an empath, whether I'm supposed to go on in this life with a partner or without because of that. Or I think that I was supposed to heal myself, which I have, before I have a relationship. And it's interesting because some people get married right away, and I did not. And some people aren't really always together, even though they do remarry. So I think I'd rather be together and know what I want and my priorities than be in a relationship right away. You know, like some people cannot be single.
Do you feel ready?
Yes, I do. I really do. And it's been a long time, but I've worked on myself, and I think that's important.
Well, as I lay these cards out,
does that make any sense what I'm saying?
Seeing a great deal of potential for a new mate to come into Anne's life. I feel that all this work she's done on herself has actually had its blessings attached. You know, a lot of times we don't realize that in our own struggles and the hard work we do, that there's some really beautiful gifts for us.
Absolutely.
And for her, yes. In fact, I feel that now that you have, part of it is calling in. This was not a random act on your part, Anne. Calling in, this reading is going to be a confirmation to what you've maybe held back from allowing her own heart to express to her. But I do feel she is ready to rise to the next level. And an amazing new man is on his way to you. Someone that will see you through the rest of your life. The two of you, it's going to be a kind of a lot like what we got over here. Friendship that blossoms into the truest, most genuine kind of love.
True love.
True love.
And I think of this as someone that I know, have known,
yes,
or never have known.
Yes, it is someone you know, but I feel it's in passing. Now that we've said this, you'll be more on the alert.
Yes.
When you're squeezing the tomatoes and, you know what I mean? You'll realize who we're talking about. And you may right now. It might already resonate with you. But yes, it is somebody that she has been acquainted or made the acquaintance of.
You said squeezing tomatoes. Do you know that I'm a chef?
Your husband, he's so... doesn't want to see you go through the rest of your life alone.
Absolutely.
He's in a place of love now. And when they're there on the other side or behind the veil, there's so many different references.
Yes.
What does your book say? What were you told in terms of, those that pass away as loved ones?
Oh, they're absolutely there. In fact, everyone is there. Even our pets are there.
Aww.
Which I love.
Yes.
And our ex-spouses, our mates, our friends, our family members, they're all there. Divine Spirit is there, and they're all rooting us on.
And you know,
they all have her back, and they all want her best.
And I feel that her husband has been guiding her.
Yes.
And
yes,
he's going to clap when.
I feel like he even brought him in. I just heard he even brought him in. Because he would like you to have someone, and he wishes you the best, and he loves you so much. And no one is really meant to be alone. Love is meant to be shared. And this is your time. They just said it again. Now is your time.
And this new man is bringing a son. And you are so going to want a mother.
Shower him.
Yes, with your love.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
And please remember, Anne, we do like to go to weddings. I can even conduct them.
Yes, yes.
So,
don't you two live in Virginia?
Yes. Yes,
well,
we're
I live
down
in
Hampton
too.
Roads in Virginia Beach.
Okay, and I live in Northern Virginia, so I'm not that far away.
Oh, we can make that trip. Yes, yep. We can.
Deborah can come to you.
Quick drive.
So that would definitely be possible. I will let you know.
Okay, now your vibration has been raised as a result of this reading. This is a wonderful time to manifest that new future.
Claim it and be it now.
Yes.
Enjoy and well-being.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, Anne. Please stay in touch. So
have a good weekend.
Give us a full report. All right?
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you. Now, before we get too short, I want everybody to know how to reach you, Keith, through the internet.
Yes.
I've seen your website. It's very, what do they call it? User-friendly. Yes. There's a lot of good information on there. It's not one of those, you know, the marketing, the slick. Yeah. No, this is just all real personal from her. And that is spirituality.
Yes, it's www.spiritualityforthecommonman. Love the book. 11 years in the making. There's actually a video. I have 115 videos on YouTube, and they're posted on the website also.
I've watched several of them. They're very timely, and they really, you know, they nail it. Let's put it that way.
Thank you. So check it out. There's a contact form. I'd love to connect with everyone. I'd like to share the wonderful, wonderful energy of these new Beatitudes. And my goal is for mankind to be love and be forgiveness and be uplifted to the vibrational alignment of 500. Dr. David Hawkins has a scale of consciousness. And my goal really is to change the planet and to uplift everyone to be
wonderful
love now.
Let's try and squeeze Miss Jeannie in from West Virginia before we have to bid you all farewell.
Hi, Miss Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Hello.
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 Hi.
I'm here. I'm here. How are you?
I think we might have a bad connection.
Yeah.
To have her, Jeannie, please email me, and this is to all of you. Please send an email to me if you would like to have a reading. If I can't send it out to you privately, we will address you on the show. That email address is Deborah, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com.
Make a note of it.
Yeah.
So I would like to make sure that we thank you. I want to let everybody know the way that we met this marvelous lady
International Spiritual and Holistic Expo
that we attended at
the Virginia Beach Convention Center.
I want to tell you.
I had the pleasure of meeting them.
And you too. And so many wonderful people. It was like being at a party. It really was.
It was.
And we'll be back at that expo in early December for those of you that are in the local area and would be able to join us. So,
all right.
Is there anything that you feel that we didn't touch on, Keith? I'm looking over your questions. A lot of them you did answer. So what would you like to leave as final thoughts for everyone? We've got, 3 minutes?
Two minutes.
I would honestly say the easiest way to be love is in every moment, every single moment. Just think about what you're saying. Be conscious. Make a choice. Are you saying a loving word? Are you thinking a loving thought? Are you doing something that's loving? And then also in the same way, be forgiveness. Forgive yourself and everyone. And you really will rise above and be this wonderful, wonderful, happy, joyous, healed, peaceful, divine being that you were born to be. Be your divine destiny now. Be God's will and God's glory now as your divine self.
I would like to say in closing, a big thank you to all of you who joined us. And if you are out there playing that Pokemon Go game,
yay!
Please be careful.
Yes, be careful.
You know, this is like taking the world by storm. Nobody needs to lose their life or be impaired, injured over a game.
A game.
Yep.
A game.
Okay,
so be careful.
Take care, everybody.
God bless
we love
everyone.
You.
God bless.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll be talk to y'all next Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.